Welcome back. This goddamn Tiger King thing has me confused as fuck. Like, I've been on vacation for the past, you know, couple days, and the only thing I've done was try to watch Tiger King. And that took me like 7 times to try. Like, as soon as it cut on and I hear the little theme song, it's like I end up picking up my phone, scrolling through my phone, or I end up laying down with my new weighted blanket. You know what I'm saying? So it took me a long time to watch it. But, you know, once I really got in there, you know, like T said, she was like, stop starting over. Just keep going, you know. I said, but I don't know what it's about. She said, you ain't gotta know. You know about the end of it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, you know what? That do make sense. You know, stop dwelling on the past by, like, you know, starting over or whatever. Just live, you know what I'm saying? Just figure that shit out. And I'm like, girl, you talking about me now? But anyway, what's the name of the thing? Fuck Carrie Baskin. Like, that's the only thing I'm hearing. That's the only thing I'm saying. I'm like, I ain't been watching TV in a while. Now all of a sudden I'm like, fuck Carrie Baskin. Like, I don't even know this lady. But I'm saying, fuck Carrie Baskin. Fuck Carrie Baskin. I'm like, anyway. You know that virus out, everybody's scared, everybody's shook. You got kids stressing out, adults stressing out, we stressing out, everybody. Yeah. They say the virus killing people, but then ain't nobody around you to die, and then as soon as somebody die with it, then you fucked up, because you don't know you got it or not. I honestly believe this little virus bug thing or whatever, that shit be not. But, you know, the media and stuff, they really controls the narrative on what we know. You know what I'm saying? Because they can write about it, but who really read books anymore? You know. Yeah, the goddamn library was damn near closed. I wonder if they still open. Because that is essential. I'm gonna ride by there tomorrow and see the library open. And I might ride and be like, hi, the library. And see if they open with a daddy. I ain't gonna waste my gas. And when they open back up, I'm not even gonna waste my cash, cause, hell, I be making my own goddamn pipe by then. And I paid the piece so motherfucking pretty. I said, ooh, they going on my wall. It's amazing, like, what you can create, you know, out of nothing at all. And I was in like a kind of a sad place today, and, you know, I'm glad to have somebody, you know, that was there, you know, to talk to me and everything. You know? Cause I was like, no way. Things should be hanging in school clothes. And I paused so long because, like, I'm still just in disbelief. Like, I can't even believe it. Even if I want to believe, I can't even believe it. But anyway, back to the point. My niece, she wants to paint. You know, I was thinking about trying to go home and, you know, see my family and stuff, but, you know, the virus out. You know, it's out now, because like I was saying, like, the media, they control it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even, everybody had some. I think I was sick one time, and I remember that man was sick, and the other man was sick. Send it out and then hit the fucking power up button. make it stop killing more people. And shout out to them nurses and them doctors and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm scared to even go to the hospital for anything. So, I don't really know if they working hard as they say they working hard. But even if they ain't or is, I still appreciate them for all they do. You know, you should thank them more than, you know, thanking the police, you know. I know they have to protect and serve and, you know, not to take away from their craft, but, you know, it's like they there for the cause. They trying to solve the crime. And the nurses and doctors, they trying to save lives. So, ask my mom. You know one thing about old people, man. You really gotta check on your old people and, you know, try to deal with or talk to them, because you kind of, I feel like me talking to my mom every day, and, you know, it's like a giving her a breath of fresh air. You know what I'm saying? Like keeping her going. Cause, you know, a lot of people when they talk to their parents, it be like always on some drama shit. I'm mad at beefing with them. They beefing with who? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always negative. You know, me and my mom, we call and we really just joke on each other. You know, that's it. Because I remember a few years back, I was out there digging around, you know, and I had the hoe on the porch, and she was like, you can't have no hoe on the porch that brings snakes in your house. And I said, you on the porch? And she like, ain't no hoe. You the hoe. You know, like, you know, we just went on and on. But just to be able to just talk cash money shit with your mom, like, she's so cool. Like, all my friends and stuff be like, how you constantly doing? How she doing? How she doing? What your mama doing? Because, you know, she naturally funny. So I asked her, you know, with the virus and stuff going on, they want people to be 6 feet away. And I was like, well, you can't even have sex. And she said, who the hell think about sex with all this going on? Who think about sex? And I'm like, me? And she said, you better beat one out. Or whatever the women do, don't they be rubbing on it or whatever? And I said, beat one out. I said, wait, you got like I had a dick or something. You want me to beat me? She was like, that ain't what I mean. You know what I mean. Yeah. And just, you know, my friend hearing that, you know, she dying laughing. Oh, it'll be. I don't know. It's just a strained relationship. But regardless of how different it may be for others, or regardless of, you know, somebody may want to have something to, you know, talk about it or whatever, I still got that relationship, though. Just the action in itself. Because one thing about them mamas and, like, them real, it's different between, you know, a woman with a baby. But the mamas, they gonna do whatever the fuck they gotta do to make sure that kid is straight. And the great reward is, you know, just seeing your offspring going out and being successful, getting their life together before they get too old. Financial pride. What I should do at this point. I just thought about it, so I was looking at the pros and cons of having a weighted blanket. This what it is, you know. And the reason why, you know, I make so much noise Because I be trying to get comfortable. I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. I don't owe nobody no flat stomach. But I was trying to look at the pros and cons of the weighted blanket, because every time I put the blanket on, no matter if it's day or night, I put the blanket on and I'm sleep. And like it don't even ask me if I'm sleepy or anything. I just go straight to sleep. So I Googled them, some pros and cons, and because I ain't want to be like, you know, later on in life, you know, like maybe 5-10 years, you know. Do you or a loved one, or you know how to get on there? Trying to say what you died from, because they told me they got some pellets in here. That's why I like my mama. But the pros is weighted blankets can help with anxiety and sleepiness. Okay. You'll be warm at night. You may stop tossing and turning. Weighted blankets are good for all ages. I'm like, okay, all that's good. And so they got to the cons, you know. I was like, ooh. I really don't want to read this because I don't want to change my, you know, my views on this weighted blanket, because I wanted one, but I just went finna pay for it. You know what I'm saying? But things and things and things happen, and I got one. So they say the cons are they're usually more expensive than the traditional comforters. I'm like, okay, that was my main issue. You could get too warm on summer nights. And they can take time to get used to. And I'm like, well, where the fucking cons at? You ain't told me shit. I'm trying to see, is this gonna have me with, you know, headaches, nausea, or, you know, what? And I'm like, they ain't got nothing to say about it. Cause my daughter, she got herself trying to use it the other day, and I was calling her. She was laying on the couch, and I say, come on, you know, so you can eat. And she couldn't get up. You should have saw her ass fighting in that damn blanket, trying to get the damn blanket off her. I had to go over there and pick it up off of her. And them 15 pounds felt like more than 15 pounds.